Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. Today, I'm going to talk about the idea of self-acceptance and how self-acceptance helps us in our anger management. And really, anxiety and stress and depression and all of those things are linked towards the idea of self-acceptance. The biggest thing I want to talk about with this is the idea of you cannot give what you don't have. If you don't accept yourself for who you are, you can't accept others for who they are. And then that leads to our anger and our depression and our stress and anxiety and all of those other painful things that just drag us down. I think this is so important for two reasons. One, it's if you're a biblical scholar, if you're a person who reads the Bible, even the Bible tells us this. It says, love thy neighbor as thyself. And I think a lot of us leave out that part of thyself. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else, before you can accept anybody else. So how do we do this? How do we gain this idea of self-acceptance into ourselves before we can give it out? The first thing is this idea, and it's from Albert Ellis, is the psychologist. He tells us unconditional self-acceptance, meaning be okay with you where you are right now. Where you are right now is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, you're okay, and you will be okay. Now, that doesn't mean don't work on yourself. Don't push yourself to be better or to be stronger or to be more compassionate and caring and empathetic and less angry and all of those things. Definitely you want to push for that and you want to become those. But we can't be those until we are okay with who we are right now. And it's difficult. Don't get me wrong. I have been working on myself and my anger and dealing with others and their anger for a long time. And it's something that I've felt to be almost universal. I say almost because obviously I haven't met everybody. But those that I have met have this same problem. When they are destructively angry, when they are harming themselves and others because of their anger or anxiety or stress or anything, it's always the case that they haven't accepted themselves for who they are. They're fighting because they don't appreciate where they've come from. They don't appreciate how skilled they are in something. They don't appreciate how much they are talented in something. There's something about themselves they want to change. Because of that, they see others as judging them for that. Others are looking at them and seeing them the way they see themselves as being flawed or wrong or whatever, right? Doesn't matter. And that's not true. Nobody is looking at you thinking that you're wrong or you're bad or you're evil or you're any of these things. They're not. They're just not. And if they are, you don't want to be around those people anyway, so it doesn't matter. Let them think what they're going to think. People are always going to judge. It's okay. 9 times out of 10, they're not judging you harshly. They're just simply judging you based on themselves. So ultimately, what I'm saying is everybody's judging based on their own personal experience. It has nothing to do with you. So accept you as you are, then work on overcoming what you want to overcome. It's so much easier that way. It's so much better that way. It's so much more powerful that way, because then you can give your spouse the love and acceptance and caring and understanding she needs. You can give it to your children. You can give it to your neighbor, your boss, your coworkers, everybody. Everybody then gets this acceptance for who they are, and it decreases our anger. It's a really powerful thing. I want you to work on it. Go now, if you can, if you're watching this in a place you can do it, and just try to accept you as you are right now. Sit down on a cushion and meditate on this and think about all of the things that you are good at, you are talented at, you are powerful in, and use those to drive your acceptance to everything else. Guys, thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening and stay safe.